Keith Klein and Sue Wanzer both serve on the MCCSE school board and check in with us every Thursday morning to focus on local educational issues. And the folks in the MCCSE, very happy this week, Sue. They had Monday and Tuesday off for fall break, so a short little three-day week. And that always puts a smile on everybody's faces. Good morning. How are you?
I'm great, and you're right. A short week is always wonderful, isn't it?
It is, and I've gone back and forth on this, and I can't figure it out. I was convinced last Thursday that Thursday and Friday is way better because you go into the weekend quicker, or do you come out of the weekend on Wednesday missing a Monday? And so I haven't decided which one I'm for or against there. But that's a
good point.
It's a tough one.
It really is a toss-up, isn't it?
And if you had a Thursday, Friday off and a Monday too, oh boy, now we're talking about some. Now we're talking about some vacation.
Sue, the Associated Press is doing a story now that says Indiana lawmakers expect a delay of the rollout of the new standardized test for students until after spring of 2018. After spring of 2018, that means fall of 2018. And so we've had this group of people that have been working, study committee, chair, 23-member committee, that won't be able to recommend a new test for 2017-18, which was the original goal for the legislature to consider beginning in January. I know you have some opinions on that and what's going on.
Well, number one, what do you do in the meantime? Do you use the old test?
Yes.
Or what do? The old test, okay. The old test, Sue. They can't even get you results from the old test. Why are we going to put a new test in there?
It is really frustrating, especially because the ISTEP was deemed not appropriate or not valid enough or not reliable, so we're going to change the test. But now it sounds like since we don't have a new test, we're going to go back to the old one. But I'm confused.
That's not viable. That's not reliable. Mm-hmm. That's not, yeah.
I know. And I am a bit confused because, just even in this community, we have so many educational experts at IU who could be helping design a test, figure out what it is you want to learn from a test and then design it. And I don't know what this legislative committee is doing. I guess I would rather that they take the time and do something that's appropriate rather than rush into something again, but it really is kind of confusing to me, as I'm sure it is especially to all of our teachers.
Well, I think you start out and you find out where the special interest is, you find out where the money is, and then you'll have a pretty good idea of why this is taking the time it's taking, or why this committee is grinding so hard to find the right answer. Well, That's usually how these questions get their answers. But why are we even testing if we can't see the results of these tests?
Right, we're still waiting from last March's test.
I just don't fathom that. Whose fault is this? Who do we blame? And in what 28 days there's an election. And there's the Department of Public.
Yeah, Department of the State Superintendent of Public Instruction.
There you go.
Is on the ballot.
That is on the ballot. Who do we look at to say this is your fault? Your fault? Is it a collective mess? Help me out.
I think it's a collective mess among our state legislators, who are the ones who are determining and making the decision what has to happen with our testing. And again, I'm not sure they even are listening to educators to know what it is that they want to test or how to do the testing. And it does get really, really frustrating, and I hear what you're saying, Mike, about following the money. We've known the ISTEP didn't work. We've known that for a long time. We know that we had problems with the testing company, but here we are. We're still trying to figure out what to do and where to go. But again, like I said, I guess I would rather that they take the time and figure out something appropriate. But I don't know if they're just, the information we have really.
Well, how much time do you need? If you've known for X amount of years it's bad, and then now it's, let's postpone, or we haven't found an answer. Well, you need 10 more years? You need 15 more years?
The schools have gotten the results. They're embargoed. They can't talk about it because the schools need to see if there's something they need to appeal.
Why don't they announce it? That's fine, but even to get to that point, why are they embargoed? Is this a new thing that's happening?
Because the results could be changed by whatever appeals the school could put forth.
Well, why didn't that happen 2 years ago? Why didn't that happen 4 years ago? Why is this a new process of all this? Well, that's what people don't understand.
But here's the thing, Glass.
I get why it's delayed.
If the testing is done to give teachers information about their students or parents so that we can be better teachers, then that information needs to get to the teachers, and it doesn't. So in my very cynical opinion, the testing is done to grade schools so that the state has more leverage for taking over public schools and diverting money to private schools.
And that's
my opinion.
That's exactly right. Sue Wanzer and Keith Klein are our guests this morning. Once money and education melded and intertwined, this is the result you get here. That's
right.
The greater good. I don't know if that's the case. Somebody's trying to make a dollar off of it. Somebody's holding up the process to make sure they get the best deal out of it.
Mike, we're talking a multi-million dollar contract.
Exactly
here. McGraw-Hill had the contract. They lost it because of some problems. Pearson comes in with the contract. And Sue, you remember historically when they originally started talking about the I-STEP for the ones we're still waiting to get the results on, they were talking, 16 hours of testing?
Oh, right,
it was an incredible amount. And then the protest started, and they altered it a little bit. I think they, cut it down to 12?
Yeah, but it was way too long. And I don't know that most folks realize that I-STEP is administered in our school over a period of days. It doesn't just happen one day or part of a day.
Right.
It's a period of days.
Is there a movement that anybody is making just to wipe it out completely?
The schools?
Oh, yes. Well, I think there's a lot of parents. More and more parents are talking about opting out, and of course, if their child doesn't take the test, it counts against our scores in the school, which again, if we're doing it because we want to know how students are doing, but more and more parents are talking about that. It's happening in other states with their standardized tests. Parents are choosing to opt out. So I think, again, it's all about communication. It's about people talking to legislators. And I think you said, Glass, there's an election coming up in November, and that's where we can try to fix it.
And again, the legislators, I don't know if that's the right way to fix this problem either, because they've got other issues. They have their hands full or reached out, depending on what side of the coin you're on there. But that's
okay,
the thing.
Okay, then they can...
But
that,
that's
can,
the thing.
They can
when
pass
is
it off.
They sure can, but that doesn't help anything. Why doesn't education manage education or handle education? Why is it so focused? And the simple reason is because the legislature moves the money.
That's right.
So you have that. It looks like a figure eight, like the sign for infinity that just keeps going around and around and around. So I guess you can draw your own conclusions. If you think that public education needs the funding, well, then you have to bark to the legislator to ask to how high to jump and do all that. So a quite frustrating process. Well, but I don't know if it is getting anything better.
I'm going to say something, and Sue, you can do whatever you want to do. I think, this is my opinion.
Sure.
I think public education is under attack by the political system. And there's
totally
a move
agree.
To destroy public education as we know it.
Yes, I totally agree. It's to dismantle public education so that the notion of quote-unquote school choice, and I'm probably going to be getting phone calls or emails or letters, can move in. And, of course, parents have always had a choice where they send their students. We just don't use taxpayer money to pay private schools. But that's where the movement is.
Sue Wanzer and Keith Klein both sit on the MCCSE school board and join us every Thursday morning. So these embargoed scores, just to help people out that are trying to follow this timeline, these embargoed scores that the schools have will someday be released?
I'm betting now it won't be till after the election.
About November 9th they'll come out and we'll trumpet all of that.
I can tell you right now that there's not a secret that these scores are considerably lower than they've been in the past.
Okay, but are you comparing apples to apples or apples to oranges?
Well, that's the other question.
Sure.
It's a different test by a different company.
See where I'm going with this, Sue? It's all convoluted. It's convoluted because you can make it out to be anything you want, so it's nothing. And that way you can advance your agenda to figure this out.
And if the purpose of a standardized test like ISTEP is to figure out where each student or groups of students, because, you know, with ISTEP, we also have to measure subsets of students for different populations. So if you have more than 30 students of a specific population in a school, we look at that conglomerate grade. But, I mean, if the test really is about who's learning, what are they learning, what do we need to do so they learn, we've already got that in our schools, and it's called teachers, and they know how to do that. But the state wants one test where we can compare schools to schools to schools, which is not the purpose of this test.
But, Sue, don't forget, this is also an instrument to evaluate teachers and an instrument to figure out how much teachers should get paid.
Right. And, that again, that's not the purpose of the test.
Exactly.
The state has used it, has hijacked the test for that. And so, in my opinion, we're misusing the test. So, if they can come up with something better, great. In the meantime, I think if we had more local control where we could determine ourselves what kind of testing we wanted to have done, what kind of assessments, how we work with our students, how we know if our students are learning and what they need to do to learn, I think that would be wonderful.
Now, the superintendent is on the ballot this year.
Yes.
How much power does the superintendent have or not have?
There's been a fight between the superintendent and the governor.
And again, why is that? Why do you have a superintendent of public education if that's not the issue? And the other issue is this should be a hotly contested race, shouldn't it? Because you don't have the Tony Bennett look what he screwed up angle anymore.
Well, yeah, I hear what you're saying. The problem is, do you remember when the governor created his own separate Department of Education under the governor to go up against the superintendent of public instruction? And then later on, he dismantled it. So it really is, you're right, it's a fight for who gets to control public education. And a lot of the responsibility or authority was taken away from the superintendent of public instruction.
But will that return? It depends on who gets elected. Is that how that works out?
I guess it's a political, you know, Glass, I guess it really is political. I'm going to guess, and I think most people would agree, if we have a Democratic governor and a Democratic superintendent of public education, it'll be fine. If both of them are Republicans, it would be fine. I think it's the political differences there that's getting in the way.
Well, that does make sense, and that's the shame of it, because you're fighting over how to make kids better. So recapping just finally on this ISTEP, you've got the scores, not real thrilled with the scores, might see them after the election.
The next ISTEP will probably not be until 2018.
So you won't take
one
in 2017.
So we'll use the test we used this year again.
Okay, so you're going to take the ISTEPs again coming up in the springtime, and it'll be the same test that nobody likes right now, and then the same embargoed results, and the circle of life continues down the road there.
Right. We've been doing this for a few years, haven't we?
Yeah.
And it just keeps going on.
Sue, I'm going to change the subject to something a little more positive than that. Last night at the City Council, we recognized, we didn't, but the Commission on Latino Affairs recognized students, teachers, and some really amazing things, and it was a thrill to be there. Talk a little bit about what you saw there.
Oh, yeah, it was, this is the Commission on Hispanic and Latino Affairs, which is one of the commissions of the City of Bloomington. And that commission, they awarded, I've got my program here, they awarded a Latino Agency Organization Award, an Outstanding Latino Community Advocate, Latino Leader Award, and then Student Medal Recognitions and Outstanding High School Students, along with Teacher Recognitions. But what I thought was so cool were the medals that people got.
Oh, yeah.
It looked like little
Olympic-sized medals. That's right.
They were very, very nice. And so we had a student who was in Jackson Creek last year.
Right.
He won an award. The family moved to Nebraska, and they drove back
14 hours.
Well, because there's a big football game on the weekend. That's why.
Well, you know, I got to tell you a great story. I asked him afterwards. I said, have you been in Nebraska long enough to become a Nebraska fan? And he said, No, not really.
Atta boy.
He hasn't changed.
That's the good news on that. What else do we need to touch on, Keith?
Well, first of all, if there's an election of school board people coming up, Sue, tell people where they can go to find out information on that.
A lot of times people are concerned because they can't get information on these elections like they can for the partisan elections. You just go to party headquarters and get info. Well, for the school board candidates, WFHB ran interviews with the candidates, and you can log on to WFHB. CATS filmed the League of Women Voters forum, and you can go onto the CATS website and see that. The HT published the Keys to the Candidate, and you can find that. And then the Chamber of Commerce ran a section on all of the candidates. The school board candidates aren't in the print section, but you can find the school board candidates online. So those are some really good places people could go to get information if they're concerned.
It's out there. You have to do some work. We're not just going to deliver it to your desk. And we're not embargoing that information. You just got to go find it. It's out there. Sue, great job as always. We hope. What do we hope for? We hope to see these scores at some point, and then hope to figure all this. Well, I'm not even. I just talked about that in. Infinity thing going around and around and around. Let me know when the music stops and I'll have a chair.
Okay. Okie dokie.
Thanks, Sue.
Thanks, Glass.